Okay, now we're going to talk about a very interesting topic that many of you have had many chasanas recently. You continue having chasanas. At a chasana, you have sheva brachas. And which are the sheva brachas? What is the cheshbon? What is the cheshbon of the sheva brachas? Six we know. Is it one? Matter of fact, the Boris is six we know. Which are the six we know? And what's the first one? No?
Agafen.
What's the first bracha?
Agafen.
Shako Boruch Voidoi. Shako Boruch Voidoi. There's some shit that's hold. Yoitz of Shako on the year before. Shako Boruch Voidoi. Then you have two Yoitz of Adams, that's three. Two Yoitz of Adams. What's the fourth one?
Seis Tassis,
what's the end of that bracha? Masmeach Tzion. Before Neho, the Baal Eitur, who we'll discuss, says Masmeach Amoy, who born in Yerushalayim. It's a Baal Eitur's Nusach. What's the fifth bracha? Masmeach Tassamach, Masmeach Chosan. V'chala. What's the last bracha? Shabara, Masmeach Chosan, Imakalos. That's six. Where's the seventh one? So Moshe says Bori Pri Agafen. Again, Baal Eitur does not like that. Bori Pri Agafen has nothing to do with Sheva Brachas. It's a regular bracha. It's a regular bracha, Bori Pri Agafen. He says.
The other six do?
No, those are unique and special by a chasana. The Bori Pri Agafen.
Even if you made a shahakal instead of Baal Vodo?
But the Bori Pri Agafen, the standard bracha. That you have every day in your house. So you can't count it.
Rashi says only four of them are unique.
You can't count Kiddusha Rabu.
So
shahakal. Oh, so here it's part of the Sheva Brachas. Baal Eitur says, no. He says the bracha is only by eating, not by the chuppah, by the meal. You say, Baruch Shasimcha B'moinoi. That's the seventh bracha. The Ran in Ksuba says, Otu Simcha Moinoi, Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma, Bracha B'fnei Atzma, hey? Because Baal Eitur, Simcha Moinoi, Bracha B'fnei Atzma. Special Bracha. What is a Bracha? You thank Hashem for Simcha. Matter of fact, it probably depends on the Nusach of and you see the two nuschos, the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch say the nusach is Baruch Elokeinu Shasimcha B'moinoi Shachalnu M'shaloi. You answer Baruch Elokeinu Shasimcha B'moinoi Shachalnu M'shaloi V'tu V'chinu. Right above. The other nusach is Baruch Elokeinu Shasimcha B'moinoi V'Shachalnu M'shaloi. Baruch Elokeinu Shasimcha B'moinoi V'Shachalnu M'shaloi. If that's the case, it's two different brachas. You're thanking Hashem. When the first pshat, Simcha B'moinoi is a descriptive adjective, Hashem Toyar. Baruch Elokeinu Shasimcha B'moinoi, Rambam's favorite, explains it that way. Shachalnu M'shaloi. You're describing Hashem, Shasimcha B'moinoi. What are you thanking Him for? Food. Food. According to the Nusach, that in the city you have evolved, some parentheses on it. Baruch Elokeinu Shasimcha B'moinoi V'Shachalnu M'shaloi. Two brachas. One bracha is Baruch Elokeinu Shasimcha B'moinoi. Then Baruch Elokeinu Shachalnu M'shaloi.
Two brachas.
The Baruch Elokeinu goes on both of them. Shem Hashem is another question. The Tunis Chayis, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch say, without the Vav. According to him, if you put a Vav in, it's a bracha Vatala. Getting another bracha. Right. Getting another bracha. In Meir Brachas. According to the Baal Eitur, it's a bracha b'fnei atzmo. You're thanking Hashem Shasimcha b'moinoi. And you're thanking Hashem for the food. Two different brachas. V'shachalom m'shaloi. That's the gift. That's it. But Balita says in Hilchos Birkas Chasanim that simple money is the seventh bracha. What do you have over here?
He has the vav in print.
He has the vav in the print.
In the parentheses.
Parentheses, yeah. Correct. Not simple, not simple. The Machlokes, as Balita says, it's a bracha for Neatzma. Duran says, oh, the bracha for Neatzma. Now, what's the translation of Sasimcha b'moinoi? What's the translation? You thank Hashem the Simcha? What's b'moinoi mean? What's b'moinoi mean? So again, most of Shem say, Zigmor Chagiga, is one of the Rikiyim, and Shemayim is Mo'oin, called Mo'oin, and that's where Simcha comes from. Simcha comes from. So, they call Heichal Simcha, right? The Simcha comes from, stems from that. That's where you get Simcha from. From that Rikiyah, which is called Mo'oin. Balita again says, no, not a pshat. He brings down a Gemara that many Gemaras, someone swore over there, one of the Tanoim, Hamoin Azeh. You ever heard expression before? Hamoin Azeh. What does it mean? What does Rashi say? What does it mean? What's he swearing by? He's swearing by the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash. Hamoin means, Rashi says in Ksubis, other places, that what's moin? No. Hamoin is the Beis HaMikdash. Why is that Simcha? It's a Balamor. That's where you have Shira. That's where you have Shira Salavim. Even the Kruvim said Shira. Even the Kruvim said Shira. Everybody sang Shira. And that's the place of Simcha. As if that's what Balamor says. I didn't see any other Rishon. I did find Sfasemis on his own was Mechavin to this. And he says that Simcha Memoinai means the source of Simcha is Memoinai. Is Beis HaMikdash. The Shira is over there. That's where the Shira is. As a matter of fact, the Sfasemis says that's Pshat LePasik. You say in the Shir Shul Yoyim on Monday, Yifei Mesois Kol Oretz. What does it mean, Yifei Mesois Kol Oretz? What does it mean? The whole world has Simcha through Messiah. It goes on Beis HaMikdash. Yifei Mesois Kol Oretz. The whole world gets Simcha through the Beis HaMikdash. We're used to thinking that the Beis HaMikdash purpose is, as we say in the Agadah, L'chaper Avon Niseinu, right? L'chaper Avon Niseinu. True. Also, the purpose is Lalis L'regel Yavarama Beis HaBchira. He has a purpose in the Beis HaMikdash. Lalis L'regel, you have one? Lalis L'regel.
Yeah.
There's also Beis HaBchira, Rambam says, the mitzvah is to build a Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't say L'chaper, he says, Mochon Yeris Makim V'Kobonis V'Choygin Olav Shosh Mavashana L'Alas Urego. Doesn't say L'chaper, it's a theory, by the way. That God didn't say his purpose is L'chaper. Now we have a whole new pshat. So Simcha B'Moinoi, what does it mean? That is to bring Simcha on the world. Your famous says Kol Oretz. Your famous says Kol Oretz. However, all this has gone. All this has been destroyed, as it says in Yeshaya. Va'orva kol Simcha, orv lashon erev, choshcha. The sun has set on Simcha, Orva called Simcha. Gola Mesais Oretz. Mesais Oretz has gone into Golos. No more Simcha, no more Mesais. Orva called Simcha, Gola Mesais Oretz. Orva called Simcha, Mesais Kol Oretz. No more Mo'ain, No more simple minor. That's what. That's why the Bali Yitron says Tosis. He finishes off the bracha. Bracha to Hashem. Sameach Amoy Ubayin Yerushalayim. How's Sameach Amoy? How's it going to be? How will Sameach Amoy? It's to Ubayin Yerushalayim. Say. Habayosim al Har Kodshi. To Binyan Hamikdash. Then Simachtim. Is Tfilosi. It's all gone. Let me tell you how far it's gone. I'm going to mention to you some Gdolei Achronim and some Gdolei Seidus. You have the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. And here. Kuf Chav Beis Eben Ezra. And it says, Miyomai lo shamanu v'lo re'inu. Lo shamanu v'lo re'inu. Now, by the way, before we get to this, where is this pasuk quoted in the Shulchan Aruch? The pasuk of Orva Kol Simcha, Gol Mesos Oret, is quoted. They used to say a Simcha b'moyne a whole year. You know that? A whole year. They made a party for the Chasen Kala, a whole year they would say it. So the Shulchan Aruch Samach Beis Sif Yud Gimel says, no more Orva Kol Simcha. Only during Sheva Brachas. No more Simcha B'moyin. Shenema the Orva Kol Simcha. It's not a Shulchan Aruch. He got it from the Tur, who got it from the Smag and the Gris Maimini. Gris Maimini has in Perek Beis and Brachas two places. You have a Gris Maimini, Perek Hei Aloche Hei. The Rambam said you say it a whole year. It's like Gris Maimini, Abba Abba. It's the Rambam. Gris Maimini. Now Orva Kol Simcha. But during Sheva Brachas you do say it. During Sheva Brachas you do say it. But not the whole year. Hey, hey. So you have it. And Brachas. What did you say? It's Tzemach Beis Yud Gimel, what? It's Perek Beis also. Yeah. Orva Kol Simcha. No more Simcha. But the others go further. How can they go further? As you see, some sofer says, the Yomai lo shamanu v'lo reinu, but frankly, the mind, shebirchu miyam shena ve'elech, after the first year of the marriage, shum brocha, shenemar v'or v'kol simcha, rak pamachas, pamachas in Frankfurt, baruchu v'suit ha'shabbos, shabbos shev brochas, al pi gor lechod, v'lo azov v'alov kol ha'medina. The whole Medina was furious. How dare you make a Shabbos Sherev Brachas? Orva Kol Simcha. That's some cipher. The Gra, Nun Hei Yud Aleph, says, this, the Yagav Ruchadik, he says, the Gra, in Yav Ebenezer, says, here, he says, the Zayin Meya Mishnah is Batel. The Zayin Meya Mishnah is Batel. The Orach HaShulchan, and then Hey Ralph, Orach HaShulchan speaks about, yeah, I copy the Lashon here. Generally, that a chosim being potter from sukkah, the shivus meyam mishta. It's a gemara. Chozer b'yameyam, avol ha'idna the or b'avniseinu harabim or v'kol simcha. Ve'ein miderach a chosim smoy kol kach. Ve'tzleinu, ein oisin kol shivus meyam mishta, kol shivus meyam mishta sudois ki yedua. Vetzleinu ain oisin kol shivus meyam mishta sudois ki yedua. Ki yedua. And the most interesting is now Lichus Shleim from Zalman Oibach speaks about making Sherbach the night of a servant tavis. The chasna servant tavis, the night of a servant tavis. He says, don't do it. Don't do it. serve a teva. So, yeah. Why not? Don't do it. It says, "V'hoisef Rabbeinu b'din zeh, sharei mil milifnim, loy noagu klal asis mishter b'kol yoyim." Then the quote of Hashulchan, it's a dua. Loy noagu asis mishter b'kol yoyim. So Moshe Kosav shuvas sam seifa. And of course, the whole thing. Don't bother yourself, trouble yourself. That so far we quoted a Gra and a Tzam Seifa and a Ocha Shulchan from Salman. Now when they call a God, I say this. A couple of years ago there was an interview in the Hamadiyah. So the writer writes, curious to know what a traditional Yiddish simcha was like in Europe. I interviewed some men at the Regency of Borough Park, that's the old age home, and assisted living residents for elderly Yidden. These gentlemen were most eager to share information and memories about how a wedding used to look like in times gone by. So he has over here. Then Reb Mordechai Bartfeld. Mordechai Bartfeld, an American-born gentleman whose parents came from Poland, related up to until a few years ago. I can't read English. Yeah, up to a few years ago. Yeah.
He had never heard. I never heard the word Sheva Brachos.
What was that? Yeah.
Up until a few years ago, I never heard the word Sheva Brachos. In my family, I don't recall that we ever made.
That's this battle. Arvo Kol Simcha. But the question is, Shulchan Aruch did have Sheva Brachos. After the Churban, they just didn't have a Simcha Meroinai. How come they extended it so much, no Sheva Brachos at all?
Spartan.
Well, very really. Yeah, Ramor is not Masik. Right? The answer is the Gemara and Saita, Mishnah and Saita. Mishnah and Saita? No?
Yeah.
And want to cite anybody?
Yeah.
The Mishnah and Saita, very important. You should know. This is very, very terrifying. Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Saita Memches, the Beshua, the Beshimon Gamaliel Omer, Heyed Rabbi Shua, Yom Shechor Beis HaMikdash, Ein Yom Shein Boi Klolo. There's no day without a klala. The Gemara says, "Vaita." On this piece of Mishnah, Omar Rava, Mishum Galoyim, Mishum Bishua, Yom Shachar Shemikdash, Ein Yom Shem Beklala. Omar Rava, Kol Yom VaYom, Meruba Kolasim Shel Chaveroi. That only is no klala. It's getting worse and worse and worse. That's why there was a little simcha. It's worse and worse and worse. That's why they stopped altogether. The Sheva Brachos. It's, I mean, in my own life, I remember when I went to school, where were the boys who were? The most prescribed medication in America is antidepressants. You have all these different versions of variations of no simcha. All kind of the no simcha. Low self-esteem. And he's depressed. And you have over here at risk. You have at risk. You're anorexic. You have all the Maran Bishan. All this horrible stuff are getting more and more. How many kids need in my age mental issues and psychological help? 1 out of 1,000, out of 100. Today, I see that a Sher Brachis, that a Chosin is abnormal. He's the only one who's not under therapy. Right? He's not normal. Yeah? It's unfortunate. It's every, that's what, where does it come from? Orv Chosimcha. Orv means dark. Erev. Dark, gloomy, gloomy nights that people, and even people are healthy, they don't have simcha. They savor every minute. Right. Chassidim are better in this part, chassidim. Right. But and they have the Rebbe, and they have, he makes them happy, and he makes them happy, right? That's why he made chassidus, basically. Because Baal Shem Tov is over kol simcha. Right? Over kol simcha. Golem is so sorry. And this is a tragedy. Because without simcha, you have all this horrible stuff. Without simcha. If there will be simcha, there will not be any low self-esteem and depression and all these things, all different variations of a should be. These variations of churban. The chiddushim says, royal kol adam lakum bach hashmeres habayka, to mispal and cry about the churban beis hamikdash. Why only Yerushalayim should get? Why only royal Yerushalayim? Because a different person should get up and cry about his own churban. Not the same, it's his own churban. His own. It's be simcha. He's not simcha, but orvakol simcha. Orvakol simcha. And that is only going to be replaced by, as a Baal Yitro finishes the bracha, Mesameach Amoy Ubon Yerushalayim. It will be in Yerushalayim. However, there's one bright spot. There's one bright spot. There's one Mo'oin that was not destroyed. The Gemara says in Megillah Rav Chavtes, Hashem, what's the pasuk over there? Megillah Chavtes. There's one Mo'oin where there's still Simcha. There's one Mo'oin, the Gemara says in Megillah. Dorash Rava Maidach Siv Hashem Moin Ata Hayisalanu Mudur Vedur. He's in the end of the past, every generation, even after the Churban. Elu. What's this word over here? Elu.
Bata Kinesios or Bata Midrashos?
Yeah. That corner, there's still Simcha. That's still the Simcha B'Moinai. There's still Simcha. Mudur Vedur, it's at the end of that pasuk. After the Churban, that was not Nechrav. That's still Simcha. That's where there's still Simcha. There's a Rekeach. The Rekeach in our Siddur. A bombshell. A bombshell Rekeach. The Rishon, our Siddur. It says, Oiz v'chedva b'm ka'imoy. That's in Divrei Hayomim. Oiz v'chedva b'm ka'imoy. B'telem k'sib m'kdoshoy. Right. Now from Kaimoi is Lahochi. That's what he says over here. Rekeach. Lahochi Tzorch Odom. V'beis HaKnesses. Shenikra Mikdosh Ma'at. Megillah Chavtes. Yes, we besimcha. V'loi v'koyved Rosh. You shouldn't be in a Beis Medrash v'koyved Rosh. I feel him who avail. An avail, Achmon Aslan, avail. Comes to show, right? Comes to Beis Medrash. No! No Kovid Rosh. No! It should be jolly and make jokes. But that is an avail. What is it like? It's like a Yom Tov. It's like a Yom Tov. Samachti. Samachti, Boimimimali, you know? Avail, we should not have Kovid Rosh. That should have Kiddush. Shiva Simcha. That's one corner. That's Moin Ato Yisalonu. Hashem Ahavti Moin Bisecha. That Moin is still there. I remember that when Moshe was Nifta, there were a lot of Hespedim. The whole world said, all good Hespedim. They're all true. But his wife, his Rebbetzin, I think, said the best Hesped of all. I heard her say, Etzich enjoyed Zich Zayin Leben. He enjoyed his life. Yeah, plenty of tzaras. He enjoyed his life. He enjoyed himself. Hear that? That I think, he enjoyed himself. And that corner, that, yeah, is a rikeach, a rishon. Right? Loi b'kovid roish. Loi b'kovid roish. I feel him oveil. And a beis medrash. Beis medrash. The kedusha of beis nes, beis medrash, a place which is dedicated totally to learning and davening. Totally. Completely. Right? There is ois v'chedva b'mkoyim. That place was not korah. You have ein lono rak hashir, ein lono shir, rak ha-toyer ha-zois. What's shir mean? What's shir mean? Like gerushin. In the Megarish, you have Gerish and Shirish. Chutz Miplani. It was a churban, chutz. Chutz from the Beis Medrash. So there's a keach right over here. Yeah. The Hotzach Odom of Beis HaKnesses. Shinnik Miklash Maat. Simcha. The Lord of Kovid Rosh. You're used to thinking. The Yekish Shishul, you walk in Kovid Rosh. Correct. That's if you don't learn. If you learn, so then I feel more available. Yeah, that should be. That's moin. I thought that's the moinoi. The moin, the main moin was destroyed. But this moin, we Baruch Hashem, we have. This moin is the happiest years. The laws of Benayim Hashem, the laws of Benayim Hashem, and to have by him a simcha b'moinoi.